sit straight, and experience right in the middle of your chest a tiny being. Imagine it, use your imagination. Sitting on a lotus flower, tiny being the size of your thumb. And as you look upon this being, light is pouring forth from it, radiant, luminous. And just from looking upon this being, you get a sense of incredible peace. And you look at its face and you feel infinite compassion within this being. And just being near this entity fills you with a feeling of love. It sits quiet, perfect equanimity, great wisdom, now let that being grow in size till it fills your body, its head, your head, its torso, your torso, its legs, your legs, its arm, your arm. Feel its peace. Feel its equanimity. Let yourself be filled with its love. Now, with your eyes closed, you and the being expand in size until your head reaches to the ceiling of this hall. And you're sitting down beneath it, and all of us are within you, and this voice is within you. Feel your hugeness. Still silent, peaceful, compassionate. Now you break out of the building, your head goes up into the sky, your head is among the planets. You have grown in size till you are sitting in the middle of this galaxy. The Earth is within your belly. Feel your hugeness at this moment. You are in the heaven. Silent, expand yet again until all of the planets, all of the galaxies, everything of which you can think is within you. You are the one. You are the ancient one. I am within you. Everything that ever was, is, or will be is part of the dance of your being. You are all of the universe, so you have infinite wisdom. You appreciate all of the feelings of the universe, so you have infinite compassion. Feel your immensity, your aloneness. but the boundaries now of your being disintegrate and merge yourself into that which is beyond form. Now, gently, reestablish the form of your being. You are still that immense one. Very slowly reduce in size, back through the universe, smaller and smaller. Till your head is at the roof of this building, you are sitting below the earth, and all of the beings in this hall are within you. From this vast height, look down and find who it was that walked into this hall. Find who you thought you were. Look at that being. Look at her or his life. Look at that being as a soul living out another round. Look upon that being with compassion. See how it gets lost into its drama. At this moment, reach down from your vast height and gently touch that being in blessing on the top of its head. At this moment, you are that which blesses, and you are that which is being blessed. Experience both simultaneously. Now come down in size until you are back into your body, still with this radiant being filling you, this being of peace, love, compassion, wisdom. This being who in its huge form fills the universe and who now fills your body. And as this being, hold up your right hand, palm forward. Keep your eyes closed. Just your right hand up, palm forward. And allow yourself to become a vehicle for bringing those qualities out into the physical plane to all beings who suffer in the universe. Become now a pure vehicle of that huge one. Become filling your body. Let it pour through your hand. Feel it coming out of the palm of your right hand and send blessings of peace and love to all beings who suffer, whether their suffering is physical, psychological, spiritual. Makes no difference. They are suffering. If there are beings you know who are suffering, bring them to mind and surround their beings with light, with love, and with peace at this moment. If there are beings towards whom you feel anger, bring them into your consciousness. See the soul which lies within that incarnation and bless that soul with love and peace and light. For as you go on this spiritual journey, you must accept the responsibility to share what you receive. For that is part of the harmony of God. that you become an instrument for the manifestation of the will of God. Now you can put your hand down. And finally, let that being now become smaller and smaller until it is the size of a thumb sitting in the middle of your heart. That is your inner guru. That is the inner voice that speaks truth because it is truth. That is the being who will guide you home. That is the being that is none other than your true self when you finish being who you think you are. And at any time, you can go inside and start to talk to and listen to that being, whether you call it Christ or Buddha or God or my true self.